Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the DMVR Nuggets podcast. Adam is so uncomfortable doing air horn or lasers or whatever he's doing. I absolutely love it.
Just loud noises, man. Just loud noises.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure to use the code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Got a packed show today. We got some actual basketball to talk about. Vlatko Chanchar and Slovenia take down Lithuania this morning to open up Eurobasket. We'll hit that. We'll also talk about some potential breakout candidates for next season. Is Vlatko in that group? Is Zeke in that group?
I love it.
Over some of those names.
You can always count on basketball competitions, us hyping up Vlatko Chanchar. You can just, if he's playing for Slovenia, we're hyping him up.
Especially if he's playing well. I mean, it's the perfect lead in to next season. And then we'll also get into some other interesting stuff from around the league. Let me introduce who's on with me today, coming to you from the DNVR studios, Adam Mars.
That is me. I am at the DNVR studios, also the DNVR bar, which is opening very, very momentarily. Very excited for that. it might be opening sooner than anyone thinks, as evidenced by there's like 100 people working downstairs right now.
Yeah, it's coming together quick.
Yeah, I'm actually a little confused as to the openness of the bar, but I'm coming.
I think next week is the official grand opening, next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, there may be soft openings before that.
Also with us today, it's Brendan Vill.
Fellas, they got me. Disney got me. I gave him more money. I didn't want to buy ESPN Plus, but I wanted to watch Eurobasket on crystal clear HD. So I did. But it was worth it because I woke up and I watched King Vlatko this morning. Some good hoops this morning. And, you know, offseason talk can be a drag, but it's sweet, Harrison, when you're just watching basketball.
We're through the offseason. I'm with you. By the way, I thought I had ESPN Plus. I did, but apparently I didn't, so I ordered it. Or I ordered it a second time. I got to check my bill. But I ordered it as well. And I got to say, we're through the offseason, the dog days. We are no longer in the dog days. We actually get to wake up and watch basketball, which is what I did today. Yeah. I watched Bosnia versus Hungary first. I watched that game. And then I caught Slovenia second half. Matt Moore wanted to record a podcast with me earlier today, so... He did not respect Vlatko Chanchar the way I personally do, so I had to miss the first half. But I caught the second half.
Well, let's get right into it on that note. Slovenia and Lithuania played this morning. First real Eurobasket game that Nuggets fans need to pay attention to because Vlatko Chanchar is, of course, playing. Guys, Lithuania loses. Slovenia wins, first of all. Vlatko Chanchar's final line, 11 points, 4 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks at the rim, 1 steal. He had a couple nice threes, catch and shoots. He had, like I said, 2 blocks at the rim, 1 to close the first half, 1 in clutch time in the second half. he looks athletic. He looks spry. I mean, what do you guys think of Vlatko's game today?
Have to love it. How good was he? And we half joke about it at this point, Slovenia team Vlatko, but he plays well with this team. He plays confidently. He's got a role. If anything, I kind of thought he should have played a little more in the fourth today. I was looking for him. And now I know what everyone's going to say, and they're probably right. Luka turned it on. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, also, Vlatko coming back on the floor, Slovenia finding another gear. Maybe there's something there. He plays really well, timely cuts, low mistake player. It's a guy you trust on the floor. We've said it enough times, but maybe that description almost does him a disservice.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does him a disservice or not. Because, look, he's a really good role player. FIBA competition, I feel like role players almost shine more because there's so many good ones and teams play the right way. Like we've said this before, really high-level role players would not look great at the Drew League. Like they wouldn't look good in an open run in a pickup game. And sometimes that's even true of the NBA if your team's not playing a style of basketball that is conducive to players like Vlatko Chanchar. But in FIBA, every team does have a different style, in Slovenia kind of an NBA-ish style. But nonetheless, like Vlatko, mm-hmm. I've always said I think he's a low mistake player. You saw low mistakes, and not just low mistakes, finding himself in the right spots down the stretch of this game. Right. Defensively and offensively, and then of course completing those plays. I every time I watch him play for Slovenia, I'm like, I love this dude. I love how he plays.
Well, he's kind of the perfect role player next to Luka because you mentioned Slovenia plays more of an NBA style than a lot of FIBA teams, and they absolutely do. Watching Slovenia compared to watching Serbia, like the differences are so drastic. Slovenia, like, you know, it's Luka's show. He's in high pick and roll. He's breaking down the defense from there. They kind of play like the Dallas Mavs do, to be totally honest. Whereas Serbia, I mean, it's probably the right call. Whereas Serbia, you know, is much more free-flowing, like how Nikola Jokic likes to play. Probably not a big surprise there. But Vlatko just, he fits next to Luka really, really well, I think. Like offensively, defensively, he's just in the right spot at the right time. He can hit those catch-and-shoot threes. So he just looks like he's in the right type of role for his skill set. So I was impressed with how he played today. He was efficient, didn't turn the ball over. He was just really solid.
I would think if you're a Team Slovenia fan, he's in your circle of trust. I really mean that, right?
We got to hear from our – we have to have some Slovenian listeners, man.
We've got to.
I know our Serbian fans –
or even if you just watch the team a lot, yeah, maybe it's just what we see. But Vlatko really seems to be an integral part of the rotation from what I see.
How much does Vlatko have to break out for us to do Slovenia trip 2023?
Back-to-back MVPs off the table? What do you think?
I know. If it took a guy getting back-to-back MVPs for us to go to Serbia, I don't know. Like one sixth man of the year vote?
Just one vote? I love it. Still not going to happen, but I love it anyway.
Yeah. Another little storyline to this game.
Carlos.
Vlatko was matched up with Sabonis for a lot of this game. Like he was guarding him. They were guarding each other. Domantas Sabonis, who like is a fringe all-star player, he has made an all-star game in the NBA. 10 points, 4-10 from the field, 5 rebounds, 4 fouls, 4 turnovers. Vlatko kind of outplayed Domantas Sabonis today on the international stage, guys.
This is crazy. Like, one thing I'll say is I didn't realize Slovenia was favored in this game. Do we know what the DraftKings line was? How heavy a favorites were they? Was it like 2 points?
It was probably, they were definitely favored, I know, probably 3-4 points.
So I didn't know that because you look at just the talent that they have on the other side. I know Luka is kind of Luka, but you look at the talent the other side, they had some guys. So I was a little bit surprised by that. But to your point, that's part of what I love about Vlatko. Offensively, we say he was in the right spots. It's real easy to be in the right spots for Team Slovenia. Like Luka has the ball.
Just space the floor.
Vlatko's spot was the corner, and there wasn't a whole lot of things going on. It's just like when the action, once the shot goes up or whatever, can you get to the glass? Can you get where you're supposed to be? And Vlatko, he had a huge offensive rebound late in the game.
Right.
Or it actually, I don't think he got credited for the rebound, but he tipped it out, you know, which gave a second chance point or a second chance opportunity and ran some clock. So it's just stuff like that. But defensively, he doesn't look as big as he did at his peak. I would be curious to see like what the Vlatko like fluctuations have looked like over the last 3 years. But he still he still looks like a unit out there.
Yeah. I've never seen a player like fluctuate his weight maybe as much as Vlatko. You know? If you go back to the bubble compared to now, it seems like he bulked up to get to the bubble, bulked up in the bubble, and now has just gone in the opposite direction.
I don't know. To your earlier point, I do think like this Lithuania team is good. I think we saw two high level teams matched up today. So, you know, one team being favored a little bit over the other. I think that was supposed to be a good game one way or the other. And we certainly got one. Vlatko maybe doesn't need to be world's strongest man competition. Vlatko, maybe a little quickness serves him well. I like the way he's attacking off the dribble, especially when he has mismatches, when guys are a little too big or maybe too overzealous on closeouts. So Finn Vlatko, he looks thin to me, but he looked good to me. And I'm excited to see him play again. I'm kind of, when I say, are we doing him a disservice? Is he a guy to watch for a breakout season? I think we all know the deal. It's relatively high expectations for Vlatko. You cap it. But there's just a chance that really what this guy has lacked more than anything at the NBA level is opportunity. Because when he plays well.
I can't wait for the Vlatko run at this year, because I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation. I mean, one of the things we think about is like both he, Zeke, and Jeff Green can't all have good years. They just can't.
Right.
Unless like Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter both like have season-ending injuries or something like that. But I don't think all three, there's room for all three of those guys. And we all just default to Zeke, Naji, Jeff Green, and then Vlatko. And I don't know, like I feel good about Vlatko. Like I just feel part of why I don't worry about Zeke Naji is because if it doesn't work out, I feel good about Vlatko behind him.
Well said.
Right. I mean, we could talk about this a little bit now. We're obviously going to go into who some of the other breakout candidates could be. Bones Highland, Zeke Naji. Could Bruce Brown have a breakout? But Vlatko's season last year, I can just break it down here because I was looking into it just before the show started. He was injured in the preseason. He had a hip strain. He missed the first month of the year. Came back, and in his second game healthy, he played double-digit minutes. Played 15 minutes, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and a loss to the Bucks. Out of the rotation the next few games, but then Jamichael Green gets banged up. Vlatko got a chance, and he kind of ran with it. He then played double-digit minutes in 7 of his next 8 games, end of December, beginning of January. Then in that 9th game, broke his foot, out for the year. But he did play really well in those 7 games. It was only 7 games. Look, thinking back on it, I felt like it was a longer stretch that he might have played well for. It was only 7 games, but he got the opportunity last year. He excelled. He probably would have kept playing if he didn't break his foot. But it's just more of a crowded front court now than it even was last season. You put Michael Porter Jr. into the mix. Everybody from last year is pretty much back except Jamichael Green, who Vlatko maybe could have jumped last year. So it's going to be tough, but I do think you're right, Adam. Like, not all of those guys can have good seasons. One guy's going to be left out.
What would a lineup look like if it was like Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Vlatko Chanchar, Zeke Naji, and Nikola Jokic, meaning all guys that don't create anything, and then Jokic, but don't screw up either. None of those guys really screw up. It probably wouldn't look that good. You need a ball handling creator somewhere in there. Maybe that's Bruce Brown. Maybe he can take on that role. But those are just like, that might be the all solid team. You know, these guys are all solid.
Yeah.
Maybe Ish Smith goes in there for one of those guys or something. I don't know.
I like the framing Adam landed on. I mean, there's a chance Vlatko is exactly where he needs to be, which is a third stringer, fourth stringer. You feel quite confident.
Probably the case.
If he had to play. So,
yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's what he's signed up for right now. I mean, he's clearly the 13th, 14th, 15th guy. He's on a cheap contract. He's going to stay ready for you. So, I mean, it's probably the right spot for him. Vote, let's take a little bit of an early break. We're going to come back and go over some breakout candidates for next season. Zeke Naji, maybe. Michael Porter Jr., maybe. Bones Highland, maybe. We'll get to that on the other side here.
If you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time, new friends of ours. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description of this show. You can join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app now to score the best seats on all of their favorite events. Game Time is a ticketing site. It's the hottest new ticketing site. It's making it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. Are you trying to sit courtside? Are you trying to sit lower level? You won't find a better deal this season on the Nuggets than the deals you're going to find through Game Time. It's created by the fans, for the fans, and they guarantee a low price. So check them out. Game Time, making it easier than ever to catch your Nuggets up close and in person. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is making it easier than ever to enjoy yourself as a sports fan. You don't have to have skin in the game as a fan to have skin in the just about any game, particularly football games. Because DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and the return of football is here. Denver Bronco fans are ready. You can bet just $5 on any football game. You're going to get $200 in free bets instantly. You want more action on opening night? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. If you bet on a team to get up seven and they get up seven, you win. They don't have to hold it. They don't have to win, but you will. So many no-brainers, so many ways to play, so many ways to win with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download that app now. Use promo code DNVR. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code DNVR, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Of course, you got to be 21 or older in Colorado only. Only once per new customer. It's a minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as eight $25 free bets. Restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
New Jokic just dropped, guys. Eurobasket dropped a you can find this, Kale, and ring it up. It's from at Eurobasket, and it's this very, I would say, Star Wars looking photo of him. Have you seen it?
He's holding like two lightsabers.
Yeah, it's like two lightsabers he's got going on here. But little anecdote, wearing his wedding ring in the photo.
Oh, what a guy.
Jokic being the ultimate married guy, man. I just love it. So he's so wholesome.
Dude, that's an incredible photo. Look how happy he looks.
I mean, does he look happy?
Is it a smile that was just like, "Hey, Nicola, smile," and that's what he gave him? I don't know. He looks happy to me.
See if he found it. There it is. Look at this.
He's got extremely Star Wars photo.
It's so Star Wars. I like this too because it's like, is he a Jedi or a Sith? You guys didn't know I knew this much about Star Wars, did you? Is he good or evil?
That's right.
I will say that's pretty basic Star Wars knowledge. Like that's in the intro to Star Wars. You cover that in the first. Awesome.
Go to the other photo, Kale. Switch
good side or bad side? Good, bad, dark, evil. Yeah. Evil good.
I love the comments. Yes. Yes. Yep.
There, yeah, that's there the one.
There's the one with the wedding ring. You got the lights behind him. Oh my goodness. Look at this. I love it. Good job, Eurobasket. Great work.
I'm also seeing on Twitter right now that Team Slovenia had to take a cab to the game today.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. What we learned in Serbia is that it's impossible to get a cab before a Serbia game. Remember when we were going to the Serbia-Greece game?
We almost
kept calling for a cab and could not get one.
We almost missed our meetup. We were like, you guys were like a half hour late to the meetup.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah.
But apparently you're able to get one in Slovenia before, or wherever they are. Where are they playing? I'm not sure where Slovenia's group's playing, but they were able to get one.
They literally just didn't organize a bus. That's crazy. That happened to me coming home. There was no plane. That's why I was delayed. We didn't have a plane, which I thought would be step one in that process. But
all right, we're back here on the DNVR Nuggets podcast. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code DNVR when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's talk about some breakout candidates for next season, guys. We hit on Vlatko a little bit. We can mention him as the show goes along here, but I want to start with the guy that's maybe the most obvious contender for a breakout. That's Bones Highland, coming off a huge rookie season. where it kind of feels like he established himself as a member of the Nuggets core. He's the backup point guard. Jamal Murray is back this coming season, but you know he's not going to be 100% of who Jamal Murray is. Like, some of those minutes will go to Bones. He'll start some games, I'm sure, on the second night of back-to-backs. He'll maybe close a couple games. The bench unit is going to be Bones Highlands. MPJ is going to be on that. You know, we'll see how much control he takes of it, but Bones is going to be running it. Vote, how confident are you that we could be heading for a Bones Highland breakout season? I mean, is he the guy that you look at this year and you're like, all right, he's leveling up. You know, he's on pace to really break out this year.
I mean, sure. Right. He's going from the rookie year to the sophomore season, and the rookie season ended the way he would hope it would on a personal level. Of course, not team success. They want to go all the way, but he earned the spot. He excelled in the spot. He was put under pressure in that spot, both in the regular season, think Philly game, and then in the playoffs, where he learned some important lessons. We saw the ups and the downs. A lot of important notches in his belt now, I think, as an NBA player. He's going to come in more confident. And if he stays healthy, you know, the ankles, I think, were really derailed him more than anything last season. And so you hope those are not an issue this year. If he stays on the court, we know how important he has to be by definition of his role this season. I think he's ready to step into it. And, you know, how much better will he get defensively will be a fun thing to watch. How important is that to him is a question to keep in mind. I think offensively we're all ready to see a guy who's ready to play backup point guard.
It's tough, man, because there's the sophomore slump and there's also the second year bump. Like,
right.
It feels like players go one of two ways. And I would say, I'm just saying this anecdotally, I could be wrong on this statistically. Like, if we researched every player in this one way, but it seems like point guards tend to have the second year like challenges. Because the game gets a little bit more difficult. It's like, hey, it's not just about the things you're good at. You got to do all these other things. Now, Bones has a natural inclination to those things. He's been better at the table setting aspects of this than most point guards when they come into the league.
I agree.
So maybe he has a leg up on it. I don't know if he would be my number one candidate, though. And I think he's going to be most people's number one candidate. I don't know if he would be for me, just because I feel like he has a huge responsibility this season. And we just haven't. I mean, I just wouldn't be surprised if this was a big highs, low lows season for Bones Highland.
Yeah. What does make me feel really confident about his potential breakout, though, is how much better he seemed to get as the season went on last year. And if you think about his year, goes from like playing on that bench unit to becoming the backup point guard to like really becoming a key guy and closing a lot of games. You give him a full offseason now. You give him the keys to that second unit starting opening night next year, starting at training camp potentially. We'll see how much Ish Smith plays, like all that stuff's like, I guess, to be decided technically.
Yeah, don't remember,
this is Bones Highland's job.
Yeah, don't forget that Michael Malone said it's going to be a training camp battle.
Okay, all right, well. We'll play the game. We'll play the game.
Question, though, Harrison. Do you feel like Michael Malone will walk that back at any point? Or do you think he'll go to that line again on media day and day one of camp?
I think he'll go that line again. I think that's how he wants to frame it. He loves training camp battles. Come on. Malone loves a good training camp battle. I mean, every training camp of his first 3 years on the job was a training camp battle for the small forwards.
Yeah,
he loves it. He loves that type of competition.
So. Do you think there'll be any other training camp battles?
Well, forward, right? Zeke Nagy, Jeff Green, Vlatko Chanchev.
Backup power forward.
I don't know if you call those battles, though. I mean, I really battling is like starters.
He might, though. He might
third take string teams. Small forward, Christian Brown, Vlatko Chanchev.
Yeah.
But just how much better Bones got last season. I think he's a fast learner. I think he's got a really high basketball IQ. I think he picks up on things really quickly. And just by playing and learning at that backup point guard spot, I just think he's going to be so much better playing that position and running his team even than he was to close last year.
Yeah, but there's like a maturation that has nothing to do with basketball. Or no, I shouldn't say nothing, but has less to do with basketball than the parts you're talking about. And to me, that's the part that I'm just more curious, because I've just seen too many point guards, young point guards in particular, come through, and it's that part of the game that's hard, the emotional maturity, yeah. The ability not to get too high and low because you're a leader and all eyes are on you. That I just don't know. That's a box he didn't check last year. And it's one that for him to succeed, he will have to check this year. And I don't know if it just happens like that. I think it's more of a gradual process in the NBA.
That's a good point. And I think, you know, the ups and downs is probably an apt way of framing the expectations. But to Wynn's point of, he just has the whole season to learn this. I for me, do you guys think if you had to answer, is Bones a better player heading into the playoffs this upcoming season?
Oh, yes. No, I think, like, no question.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He's also going to have to, like, figure out how to feed everybody this season. There's a lot more mouths to feed this year. You know, last year, he kind of came in and could do really whatever he wanted. Like, he had a longer leash than I've ever seen Michael Malone give a rookie. He really did what he wanted to do on that bench unit the second half of the season. Now he's got Jamal Murray back. He's got Michael Porter Jr. KCP needs shots. So he's going to have to find a little bit of a balance. And I think that comes back to what we were talking about from just, you know, the maturity aspect. Where is he in that area?
I see this question from Maxwell. It says, Jason Kidd was in Germany to watch Luka. Where's Michael Malone? It just makes me think, will we see Michael Malone and Eurobasket? I'm going to say yes.
I would say yes. It totally fits his MO to be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm very excited to ask Jokic at Media Day about his experience with Coach Pešić. And I'm also excited to ask just if Michael Malone had any conversations with him at all. It seems natural that they would, but I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I think Michael Malone would be there. I think maybe Calvin Booth would make the trip over there. You want to show him that support, I would think. Adam, who's your top candidate for a breakout? If it's not Bones Highland, who's the number one guy in your mind?
Well, I hadn't considered that. So it might be Bones Highland by virtue of I don't think it's going to be a breakout. So it might actually be Bones. My own point about Bones, by the way, like, you guys know I'm really a huge believer in his skill set, this or that. Just,
of course.
When we talk, Jokic in 2019-20, his fourth season, was not the player he was in his fifth and sixth seasons. And this is my point, is that even the best player in the NBA in their second year is not what you project their final form to be. So Jokic, his second year, was really a shell of what he is now. And I just think Bones will be that too. He'll show the flashes the same way Jokic showed those flashes. But they'll be flashes, not consistent, 82 games, we just got this stud that's like, whatever. It's unfair in so many ways to put that on a second year player.
Real quick though, before we go into that, remember when Michael Malone was almost an advisor to Team Serbia?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember that?
I forgot about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something that
never happened. That almost would have been cool.
That would have happened and
probably would have been cool. Yeah. That would have been cool.
So I don't know. I'll tell you, the one candidate that I think is going to have a really good year, I've said this before, I think Aaron Gordon, it's weird to say breakout because I don't know statistically it's going to be that different.
Yeah.
But I do think that Aaron Gordon is going to, if I were saying like the average expectation of all players, Aaron Gordon would be one of the ones that I'm like, I'm taking the over. I'm higher on him than I think that the expectation.
Yeah, well, if we're doing that, can I say Michael Porter Jr.? I mean, I really...
At this point for him, it would be a breakout, though, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. I really do. I think the people are low on him for the right reasons, I think. But here in Denver, I think people are more excited than folk are around the basketball universe. Look, is he going to answer every question we have about him between now and the playoffs? No, but he was so good when Jamal Murray went down in the regular season as a second option with so much to learn about basketball. And this is always my point for everything I'm told about what he can't do or doesn't get yet. I say, and yet, and I'm pointing to something substantial, which is a guy who can score with some of the best of them in the regular season. So I'm really excited to see him hopefully stay healthy and grow into another level as a player. Don't forget that when this guy stays on the floor, he does get better. So big if, but I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about Michael Porter Jr. a lot, and it's like there's a non-zero chance. There's actually maybe a somewhat okay chance that he comes back and offensively he's the same player he was before the injury. Like, I actually think that's on the table, where he's that good of a shooter, where he's just that efficient of a player. I'm actually very worried about him defensively, just missing that much time and just how quickly he's able to pick that up again, because it's easy to forget, but he was improving as a defender before like his full last season that he played, not counting the 9 games last year, but the 2020-21 season, he was improving. I don't know how he's able to be able to get back there defensively, but offensively, I've actually got a lot of hope that he can just come in and be a somewhat similar guy.
Is it because he never misses shots when he takes jumpers? Is that why you have the confidence? If the thing with Michael Porter, if he plays 60 plus games, he's going to be so freaking good heading into the playoffs. It comes down to that. That's like Vogt said, when he plays, he gets better, and he's already like so talented. But the pieces come together for him when he plays consistent, steady minutes. And
sure,
if he does that for 60 plus games, that means he's playing steady minutes, and he'll be, I think he'll shock a lot of people for sure.
Do you guys envision him staggering with the bench, Michael Porter? And if so, I mean, what does that look like? Is it him and Bones playing with the bench? Is it him and Murray playing with the bench? What's that going to look like?
Obviously, this equation changes after yet another back surgery, but Malone said straight up explicitly at training camp last year, the plan is to stagger Michael with the bench. I think it makes sense. I'm sure they're going to be slow to put Murray in there as an option for various reasons. So, yeah, I think Porter and Bones off the bench is plenty of pop.
And actually, like, it's the brightest timeline for the season for me personally. Like, the greatest way this could break in Denver's favor is if, you know, at some point in the season, we're like, hey, man, the Bones MPJ two-man game, is that like a, is that as good as the Murray Jokic two? You know what I mean? Like, we're having these dumb conversations where we're like, I don't know, half the time that duo is better than the other duo. It would be really cool.
Yeah.
Just bucket.
We've never really had that with the Nuggets bench.
I know.
Like, Will Barton's kind of flirted with being that guy in the past. We've just never had that definitive stagger that's like worked for long periods.
The closest we've had, honestly, was last year with Boogie.
Like, Bones and Boogie.
Yeah.
Boogie last year, and it was such a short period of time, but there was a point in time where like you're like, no matter what the starters do, like the bench has a chance to also go in there and Boogie will just dominate or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah. All right, here's another candidate for a breakout. Zeke Nnaji. Look, guys, the streets are talking. People are talking.
Streets are shouting.
Zeke Nnaji's been in the practice gym this summer.
Oh, that's God.
What people are saying. Wait,
is there muscle watch? Do we have muscle watch?
We've got muscle watch.
Is he in the best shape of his life?
Those muscles are watched, bro.
Past Nuggets, the Nuggets did put out like a little teaser video the other day. I actually forgot to send it to Kale, but he's looking good. He's the muscle watch is in full effect. Also, apparently his shot looks great. That's what people are saying.
You know, that part I believe. You want to know why? Because it's always looks great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Zeke just needs consistency, man. I really believe that. Like, I'm still buying Zeke Nnaji stock. I don't think he's a star, but I think he's a really, really good player and a really good role player. And he just needs consistent minutes, consistent opportunity. And if he gets it this year, I'm buying it. The one thing I will say is he does look jacked. He looks enormous, man. Like,
he looks in summer league. He looks legitimately bigger.
He's on the Vlatko Chanchar play. Like, year three with Vlatko, that was the bubble where he got jacked as well. Just for whatever reason, these guys go through a cycle. They're like, what if I just make my guns enormous?
Kale, can you pull up that video I just sent you? I want us to kind of break down who's in the gym for the Nuggets right now. Last day of August, this was taken. There's some guys featured here. I just want us to check out who's in this video. Like, there's Zeke. Davon Reed's there. Christian Brown. That's Ish Smith, who has like the ugliest jumper ever. Like, look at that thing.
I like it.
Yeah. He doesn't. It's funny, man. Like, I'm seeing Zeke do those, that one. Like, he looks big, but not. It's like he looks big in photos, but when he's playing, he just looks normal, which is good. I'm saying that as a good thing. I think Zeke is one of those guys. Look at his good. My God, the shoulders and arms. He's enormous, man.
Well, a little bit of strength, I think, would be a good thing for him. For a guy who's so well sized and has a good nose for rebounding, I think he's had a harder time doing it at the NBA level than maybe he potentially has to. So adding some strength, we'll see if that helps. Everyone says that every offseason. But it was, when I saw him in summer league, it was like a, whoa, he is bigger thing.
I'm telling you, the thing about Zeke is if he never played in summer league, I think everyone would be high on him. His summer league was that bad that everybody just like jumped off. And it didn't mean anything, but I also understand why it paints all of ours, including my perception of him, because he's been a solid, if not, you know, not necessarily a sexy player, but he's been so good at things Denver needs. So I do expect a good year. I don't know about breakout candidate. Sure. I will say, if we're talking actual breakout, the one guy I could see that we haven't talked about, again, it's hard to say with like KCP and Bruce Brown, what would a breakout be? They're kind of already known. Are they, right. They're like Aaron Gordon. I could see Bruce Brown being really, really good this year, but would it be, you call it a breakout? I don't know. But the one guy that I'm not counting on it, but it would be cool to see, is Christian Brown, who I really do think brings something to the table that nobody else does. Does he have the opportunity in him? Is he ready? I just talked about Bones in year two and how you have to temper expectations. This is a rookie. But nonetheless, is he a guy that actually just is solidly in the rotation and doing things that you expect? Would that, for me, that would probably count as a breakout. I'd be like, oh, wow, he broke out this year and played 15 minutes a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm envisioning Christian Brown being a guy at the beginning of the season that Michael Malone just kind of experiments with. You know, like maybe they're playing, I don't know, maybe they're playing the Blazers and you throw him on Damian Lillard for a couple of possessions. You know, you're playing the Kings and you throw him on De'Aaron Fox for a couple of possessions, end of the second quarter. You see how he does. If he does really well, you give him another shot in the second half. If he doesn't do well, maybe it's not his night. I think he starts off the season that way and builds on it.
So which hypothetical bodes better for the Nuggets season? Zeke Nnaji broke out within the context we're describing, or Christian Brown? I mean, which one do you think would be a bigger win?
It's
tough.
It is tough. I kind of feel like it might be Christian Brown, just because you have Jeff Green and you have Vlatko Janjcar, that if the guy behind sort of like is a better safety net, the guy behind Zeke Nnaji. And then also Christian Brown, I think going forward, you're going to need some cheap 3-and-D options on the wing, and he represents that. So I think, but it's close. It's close to me.
Yeah. If you can just lock in Christian Brown at the two, you know, as your backup these next couple seasons, and then maybe he's the starter when KCP moves on, that would be awesome for Denver. That, to have that taken care of would be great. With Zeke, though, he needs a breakout more. Like, the Nuggets probably need Zeke to break out a little more, probably just because he's up for a contract extension after this year. You got to see what Zeke can do. It's his third season. You've got to know after this year if he's a guy that you want to keep around or not. You know, This is his prove-it year. And look, if he has a great year, if he breaks out, boom, like you give him the extension. He comes back as like your third big next year. And like, I've always thought he can be the perfect Jokic role player. He's a 40%+ shooter, versatile defender, smart, stays in his lane. This year, it kind of might be his make it or break it year in Denver. Mm. I really think so. He's definitely under more pressure. You can say it that way. Vote, let's hit another break. On the other side, finish up with any more breakout candidates and then get to some interesting notes from around the league, guys. The Magic have joined the practice facility club. They're the newest member into the club of teams with new practice facilities. Also some other notes from around the league too.
All right, we've added Big Drive Energy into the content fold. We brought golf events into the DNVR community. How about Golf Apparel? Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Do you want to look as fly as Spencer? You don't need a mullet. You can just get the cool pants and stuff. Go to Pins and Aces. They love their gear and you can get tons of compliments on and off the course. They're family owned and they're based right here in Colorado. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, even beer sleeves, an innovative product that allows you to store 7 beers right inside your golf bag and keep the drinks cold the entire round. Priorities are important on the golf course, people. Check out pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR, that's us, to receive 15% off your first order. You also get free shipping. Go to pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR. We went to Serbia and we did a lot of cool things, but we might not have survived it without the help of Athletic Greens. It's daily nutritional insurance, hydration, maintenance, vitamins, the good stuff. The stuff that keeps you breathing when you party as hard as we did.
I swear by Athletic Greens now, having been on this trip. I'm telling you before, you guys could probably tell, didn't love. My wife took a lot of this trip. I needed it so bad. It saved me. I'm telling you, every day now I'm doing my Athletic Greens. Every single day.
Well, it's true, man. I literally do use this product every single day because it's got 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. All you need is one scoop, 12 ounces of cold water. You're out the door, taken care of. Go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets. That's athleticgreens.com/nuggets to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I'm going to throw in a DraftKings pick of the week as well.
Do it.
It's Thursday. It's time for that. Serbia's minus 23.
I can't wait to hear what you say right here. This is going to be the tough. Oh, my goodness. This is great.
They're absolutely going to cover. Netherlands might be the worst team in the whole Eurobasket field. Serbia's definitely going to cover that.
I love that.
I'll bet you they don't. Okay. How's that for a pick of the week? I think they don't. First game, always a little shaky.
I mean, Spain just beat Bulgaria by 20-something.
Well,
Serbia's going to beat Netherlands by 23.
Would not only take that line, he uses it for pick of the week.
Do you have a better pick of the week vote?
Jokic MVP. Jokic MVP.
Of Eurobasket or the NBA?
Of Eurobasket. One step at a time here.
Why not both?
Why not both? Why not go back to back? All right, we're back here on the DNVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. We've got one super chat to get to. Carlos Romero. He chimes in donating for next year's DNVR Slovenia trip. Love it. I know nothing about Slovenia. I'm sure it's a very beautiful country, great people. I know absolutely nothing about it other than the fact that they are very good at basketball for being a pretty small country.
Yeah.
I'd love to learn more, though. I'd love to learn more about it. All right. We got some links from around the association that I want to get to here.
Oh, a little around the A?
Yeah, let's go a little around the association.
Hang on. I'm rusty.
ATA. There's that beautiful graphic. The Orlando Magic guys have joined the ranks of teams with just pristine state-of-the-art practice facilities. Kale should have this tweet ready to go. Yes, here it is. Look how beautiful that thing is. Just glistening in the artificial light there.
You know what? This is one of those photos, though, where I can't actually tell what it looks like. Same. It looks like a piece of art, but it's not. It's more artistic than it is descriptive.
No insight into how nice this facility is.
Here's my read on this facility.
Keep it there. Keep it on that one.
It probably didn't cost that much. This doesn't look like a facility that really broke the bank.
This to me looks like a Holiday Inn Express lobby.
This picture to me looks like every common area in every Denver apartment building. That's what that looks like to me.
But that's nice. It's still nicer than what Denver's got.
Yeah, it is nice. I don't think this is a facility that looks like it was $50 million. I'm thinking $20 million range. You know, this is not the best facility out there. It's It's fine though. It's good.
You know what? I'm gonna beat up on the Nuggets for not having one extra hard this year because training camp's in goddamn San Diego, and we just flew seven people to Serbia, and now I gotta we gotta figure out a way to fly people just to cover goddamn practices. Which, by the way, they only talk to us for 5 minutes a day anyway. It's the worst thing. I'm so mad about it.
Look at our boy Chill Doozy with the top comment there. Nuggets in the arms race.
What's that?
Look at the top comment there. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Well, man. We know that there are plans coming together for a Nuggets facility. They're coming together. They're in the ether, allegedly. We have Carmelo Anthony looking to still sign with an NBA team. Kale, can you bring this up? I found that this was an interesting play by Melo's agent or PR person to get this video out there. Tell me if this video makes you want to sign Carmelo Anthony if you're an NBA team.
I mean, well, videos don't play on StreamYard, Kale. We got to start downloading these beforehand to just load them because I can't. It's not. It's just like a frozen.
Well,
thing.
I'll break it down for you, Adam. He's dunking. He takes a gather. He's fed another pass, and then he dunks. And that's the workout.
And the caption on that video is like, "Melo looking great, still looking for an NBA team."
Oh man, I love it. I just absolutely love it, man. Yeah, empty gym doing dunks. Although to be fair, me and Melo same age, I can't do that.
Yeah, that's
four,
true,
five, man. Four, that five, is. Six dunks in a row. No way, man.
He clears that bar for sure.
He does clear that bar. He would totally kick my ass in the Whitlock League.
I also wanted to get to this one. Monte Morris, he announced on Twitter it was his last day in Denver back on August 27th. But before
leaving... Of course
leaving,
he did. That's a classic Mr. Nugget move.
Before leaving, he met up with Bones Highland.
This guy. Are you
what
kidding?
What message do you think was delivered from Monte Morris to Bones Highland on that day?
Nuggets fan fiction. I love that we make fan fiction like this. Like, you know what he said. He explained Mr. Nugget, what it entails.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
He clearly went over all of the rules and guidelines and expectations, and there was a small ceremony.
Yeah, I think he told him something about with great power comes great responsibility, something along those lines. And then he handed him a gold nugget, and then he knighted him.
Yeah, look, you guys are you know, joking about this, but I think there's something here because, like, in an alternate universe, or maybe not that alternate, but maybe, you know, Bones Highland is the one that's traded this summer and Monte Morris is still in Denver. You know, like, I think there's a couple scenarios out there where that could have happened, but that's not the case. Monte is gone. Bones Highland is here. I wonder if Monte, you know, is delivering the message like, look, man, I was the steady hand at backup point guard these last couple years. That's got to be you, you know. You got to be steady. You've got to be a rock. Like, you're going to be relied upon this year, just like I was relied upon these last couple years. Just be ready. So I'm sure some sort of message was delivered.
And mate, look, Monte, who knows if this was talked about? We are, of course, projecting, guessing. We know that. But Monte knows as well as anyone that, you know, if you come into this role and you love this city, they'll love you right back. So Maybe that's some of what was said too, but I think Bones is ready for this on and off the court, fellas. It's exciting. I do the Monte thing. I had sort of gotten over it, but those tweets the last week did kind of bum me out a little bit. They lost a part of the soul. It's probably worth it in the long run. Some hard decisions need to be made, but a part of the soul is gone for sure from this team.
Yeah. Hopefully Monte declassified all the Mr. Nugget documents before heading out or didn't take any with him. Hopefully. Last one I got, guys. This was in episode 2 of Bones's docu-series that's on YouTube right now. This is Ryan Green's picture. Like,
hell yeah.
Am I right? This is just in Bones Highland's house.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the coolest thing ever, man. That's the coolest shit.
So in this part 2 of this vlog series, Bones is giving a tour of his house. He's showing all these pictures that are up. And then, boom, it's just RG's picture right there.
That's so dope, man. I haven't had a chance to watch these yet. I'm like behind. I got to watch this. I got to watch Game of Thrones. I haven't even watched the rehearsal finale yet.
Oh wow. Yeah, I kind of put Game of Thrones in there.
Yeah.
Isn't there a new there's a new Game of Thrones, right? Everybody's making fun of me for not having seen it yet.
But is there? I don't know. I didn't watch the original Game of Thrones, so I don't know.
That's a while. That's why
you should start with Could Be You. You should start with Busy Bones.
I'm definitely going to get to it. Have you guys I've been jet lagged for 14 days straight. There. And by the time the last day I had adjusted and then came back. And then I've just been, last night, man, 9 o'clock, I was like, I'm so tired.
I feel terrible. Yeah, I'm having a good time, but I want to sleep.
I know.
Yeah. So you're saying you don't want to go to Eurobasket final in a couple weeks?
Serbia, Slovenia, Jokic, Čančar, the matchup of the century.
There is an offer on the table to crash on a couch. I will say that. It's a real
I'll say this. I'll say this. They make it to the semis. I'll look at flights.
All right. Hey.
I'll look at the price. I'll see what's going on.
Take a look.
Yeah. Where is the final? Is it Berlin? I think the final's in Berlin.
I've never been to Berlin.
I think it's probably a little easier to get there than it is to get to Belgrade. Just saying.
I don't know that it is, though, to be honest. I don't. This is a dumb thing that I know all the direct routes from Denver to Europe. There's not a direct to Berlin one, I don't believe.
Probably two flights instead of
Frankfurt, three, Munich, Lufthansa, and United. I don't know what else. Iceland Air, Reykjavik.
Keep going. Keep going.
We do have 10.
All right, you guys got anything else before we get out of here? That's all I've got for today.
Germany, France is on right now. Germany is up 4.
What? On France?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, let's go turn it on.
All right. Let's get to that. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Winner's Lounge. We got tomorrow's show is not at a regular scheduled time.
That's a good note. Tomorrow's show is not at a regular scheduled time. We'll go live after Serbia beats the Netherlands by more than 23 points. See you guys there. If you haven't, throw us a like before you head out of here. Talk to you guys tomorrow.